Good afternoon. It's Dr. Brian McKay, not just a chiropractor, even though I am just a chiropractor, but we do a lot more than just chiropractic here. We try to help people. Hopefully that sounds like a good idea. All right. So let me ask you a question. Are you being forgetful or are you experiencing the early onset of dementia? Let me ask you a couple questions. You have trouble retaining new information? Think about that. About losing things. You lose your keys, your phone, misplace it, your wallet, your kid, stuff along those lines. This starts happening a little bit more often. Maybe it's not just being forgetful. What about forgetting important events like appointments, an anniversary? Well, that could be just out of love, but maybe you forget a doctor's appointment. You know, just start paying attention to it. It starts happening to more often than you think. Then maybe it's time to do something about it. What about having trouble coming up with words or using the wrong words? That's something I'd be really concerned about because your higher levels of sensors in the brain could be giving you a little bit of a kickback there that you really don't want. What about being overwhelmed with new information? I mean, it's not like you're taking calculus, but if you're having, trying to set up a dresser from IKEA or learn new software. These things happen, but if it's a little bit too much overwhelming, maybe something's going on. How about focusing? If you have difficulty focusing on a task, well, that could be just from stress alone. Let's face it, everyone's under some kind of stress these days. And especially as a chiropractor, I see a lot of stress and how it affects people. What about taking longer to complete normal tasks? You ever anybody tell you, hey, you're pretty slow at doing something you typically do very easily? Yeah, maybe a few weeks, months before. And how about, are you experiencing anxiety and or depression? Well, that was a pretty basic. It may not be a big deal. We start adding up a few of these things. It could be like the first signs of a what we call mild cognitive decline. Okay? And so if you think you're too young to start worrying about that, think again. Over the past decade, rates of Alzheimer's have tripled in people under the age of 65. That's a mind-boggling number. 373 people aged 20 to 44 are starting to experience some of these symptoms. And here's a really scary thing. 58.7% of men and women between the ages of 45 to 64 report difficulties caused by cognitive problems. So let's face it, what is draining your brain power? Well, toxins are a big one. I mean, there's a number of toxins that you're going to be getting, and the toxins like manganese, iron, lead, mercury, copper, nickel, cobalt, cadmium, lithium. These are some of the things that could put you at risk of, due to heavy metal toxicity. People don't think about that. And what about environmental toxins? Pesticides, Roundup, that's the big one. Roundup is terrible. It's really, really bad for you. There's a thing called glyphosate that's really, really bad. Herbicides, insecticides, industrial solvents. These things are much more, PCBs. You ever read a water bottle? They've been banned in the United States since 1979, but we continue to see a much higher than average use in patients who actually are tested for it, especially with people with neurological diseases. So there's just a couple different things that could be causing to be a little off. Let's say, moderate cognitive impairment. The gut imbalances. I can go on forever about the brain-gut axis, but if you have a leaky gut and you have toxins leaking out of your intestines that travel all the way up your vagus nerve, goes right past the blood-brain barrier, and starts to attack your memory, you may experience some cognitive function loss with focus, memory, depression, stress, anxiety. So an unhealthy gut can fuel inflammation in the brain and the body, worsening imbalances in the brain neurochemistry, which can lead to cognitive impairment. So these are things that, now what could you be doing for yourself? More sleep? Hell yeah. You get more sleep, your brain heals at night. Pretty important for that brain to heal. Are you getting enough fatty fish with the omega-3 fatty acids? You know, salmon, trout, sardines are all rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which are essential for brain health. They help build the cell membrane, which is that covering on the cell that keeps the good stuff in and the bad stuff out. So, as you probably already aware, regular consumption of fatty fish has been associated with reduced risk of cognitive decline and improved memory. So, think about it. Can you add that to your diet? You should. You know, blueberries, sometimes they're called brain berries for good reason, packed with antioxidants that help protect the brain from oxidative stress. What is oxidative stress? We're not getting too complicated here today. Oxidative stress is like when you take a bite of an apple and you leave it there and there's still left more to eat and all of a sudden it goes brown. That's the air hitting and starting to break down the apple. So that's what oxidative stress. Now, what it does to the brain, it's a lot more potent and harmful than the apple sitting on the table waiting to be finished. Green tea is a wonderful way to boost L-theanine, which is an amino acid, which has been shown to enhance brain function. And the caffeine in tea, green tea, is also helpfully boost alertness, which is important. So you want to stay alert. So green tea is a lot more healthy for you than just plain old tea. But tea itself, again, is not that bad. It's pretty good for you, but green tea, a lot better. Now, I'm sure you're hearing a lot more about turmeric, which is that yellow spice. It's very smelly. And, you know, you can smell it, but it's a very, very helpful thing as far as an antioxidant. And one thing about the turmeric has been shown to cross the blood-brain barrier and has anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects. So you may want to start getting turmeric on, and that's something you really should think about. Now, dark chocolate. Now, dark chocolate itself with a little less sugar, that's where you want to go. You don't want to be pounding the Hershey's Kisses thinking you're going to get healthy. But a good dark chocolate contains this thing called flavonoids, and that's the type of antioxidant that's been shown to improve blood flow to the brain and enhance cognitive function. Those are pretty good features there, huh? Pumpkin seeds. Pumpkin seeds they're good and also nutritious. Imagine that. They're loaded with magnesium, iron, zinc, and antioxidants, all which are essential for brain health. Now you got to know, magnesium plays a crucial role in learning and memory. Zinc's involved in nerve signaling. So that's what you're going to get when you have some pumpkin seeds. So have at it. Have some more. What could be wrong with broccoli? Absolutely nothing. Eat more of it. Oranges loaded with vitamin C. Again, vitamin C helps protect brain cells from oxidative stress and supports the production of neurotransmitters. Those are the cells in the body that help improve memory and learning. So think about adding that to your diet. It's nothing that's hard. But basically here, the thing you have to do is sleep is probably the single most important thing. Okay? Very important. When we sleep, the brain heals. When the brain heals, you're going to get a lot better rest, benefit from rest, and also you're going to take the garbage out of your brain. At night, your brain takes the garbage out. You go to bed before, you clean up the kitchen, you take the garbage out. Well, your brain does the exact same thing. Good sleep gets it. So you're probably better off trying to get going to bed a little bit earlier, not overstimulating the brain, playing on your phone or, you know, if you want to read a book, that's a very, very different thing, but it's something you should consider. So what I'm pointing out here is, please be aware, don't minimize the fact that if you're having some of those things we went over earlier, you know, that's what you really don't want to do. I mean, there's a number of different things that can be done as far as improving your memory. Exercise, another one. If you're not exercising, you probably should start. This is more to just make you aware. Being forgetful is one thing, but if you have a couple of things we already mentioned, maybe it's time to start taking a look at how you can improve the quality of your own life. I hate to tell you, there's not going to be a pharmaceutical out there that's going to do this for you. This is something you're on your own. If you're waiting for that drug to come along and heal Alzheimer's, dementia, it's not going to happen. If it does, I'd be surprised pleasantly, and I'm not trying to be pessimistic, but the truth is, you need to take care of your own brain. because no one else is looking for it. And there's really no medical way to treat it. It's about lifestyle, minimizing stress, getting rest, proper nutrition, and stimulating the brain naturally. Okay, maybe it is time to do Sudoku or crossword puzzle. I'm Dr. Brian McKay, and I am just a chiropractor in Darien, Connecticut. If you have any questions, please feel free to give us a call, 203-656-3636. 203-656-3636. Hey, listen, have a great day, and I hope you take some good information here. All right, take care. Thanks.